Phoneboy Speaks, episode 368, Blackout Subsidies.
So our friends at the FCC are trying to end the, you know, the laws or the rules about blackouts of sporting events for teams in home, you know, their, you know, teams where their home stadium doesn't sell out or whatever, and so they black out the game in the, you know, the market area around it. And I've always thought this was kind of a quaint concept. Now, I mean, the idea behind it is to, you know, force people to go to the game, but and of course, even if the FCC decides to reverse this ban, you know, the NFL can decide to do what it wants as far as that goes. But see, I think this is the wrong way to look at it. If you know anything about how sports arenas are built, that they get financing from taxpayers in the local area, and they're, you know, or the governments, right? So I know they built up in Seattle, they built two sports stadiums to replace the Kingdome. They built what is now known as Safeco Field and CenturyLink Field. They were different names before. In both cases, They actually put it to a vote to ask if they could get public financing. They said no, you know, the voters pretty much said no, although it was fairly close as I recall, but yet the voters still managed to pay for it anyway. The new 49ers stadium that's going in, there was a lot of financing by by Santa Clara County, which is where the new stadium is. So really, as far as I'm concerned, that these sporting arenas are paid for by taxpayers, largely speaking. I mean, yes, they get loans maybe, and they may eventually get paid back, but over like just a ridiculously long time. And quite honestly, I think we've got better things to spend our money on than sports arenas. So my feeling is that I think what we should do is basically ban the practice of blackouts entirely. And my logic goes like this: the taxpayers paid for these arenas that these teams are playing in, and in fact they derive almost the entire benefit from these arenas, and you know they benefit the economy in a questionable way. So I don't think it, you know, I mean, there's a lot of consumption happens around there, you know, getting people to and from the stadiums and stuff. And, you know, and, you know, maybe those businesses wouldn't be there if there was, if there wasn't a big sports stadium. Although I've been to where the stadium Santa Clara is going, but there's plenty of business there. That's definitely not an issue. But as long as these stadiums are essentially financed by taxpayers, then I think that the NFL and any of these outfits that think that they should be allowed to ban games on television, well, you know, maybe the NFL should stop asking taxpayers to fund their stadiums. All these sports leagues should stop asking taxpayers. You could argue one way or the other on this point, but I figure as long as my tax dollars are paying for the stadium that these guys are in, I should be able to watch the game on television if I choose not to go, because I've already paid for the stadium, and these guys are going to pay. You know, they're making tons of money anyway, right? I mean, whether it's on, you know, whether it's on endorsements or whatever. I mean, come on, the NFL has said, well, you know, look, we haven't really blacked out very many games in the last several years, and mostly because the stadiums have done a good job of getting people to sign to hold season tickets and stuff like that. So they've done some, but you know, going to an NFL game, I'm sorry, it's expensive. I mean, I think it's a couple hundred bucks to go up to the Seahawks and, you know, go to, and that's for crappy seats, right? It's not even for good seats. And that price is, you know, it's gone up over the last several years, because I've actually been out to that stadium a few times. Okay, it was to watch the 49ers, but that's neither here nor there. The idea is that the cost of going to a game has gone up, and it's just ridiculous amount of money to go to a game. And quite honestly, I'd rather stay home and watch the game. And you know, there are other ways that they could make money, but I think that, you know, and probably this problem of blackouts will go away. I mean, it's largely gone away anyway, just because the stadiums have done a good job of getting people, or the teams have done a good job of getting people to essentially sell out the stadium so that these rules don't even kick in. But come on, guys, as long as the NFL's getting, any subsidies from taxpayers for their stadiums, then we should get the right to watch the games. It seems like a fair trade to me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.